Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Talks about the situation in Syria between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov resumed in Lausanne, Switzerland, but there were no breakthroughs. Secretary Kerry's spokesman Mark Toner was asked about the U.S. focus for these talks.
The urgent need right now in front of us is some kind of cessation of hostilities, or at least a significant reduction in the level of violence, certainly in and around Aleppo. But more broadly, you know the framework we're working with them, which is to try to get a cessation. And once you get that cessation, then we can talk about next steps, which include getting negotiations back up and running in Geneva, as well as access for humanitarian assistance throughout Syria.
Hundreds of thousands of civilians are trapped in Aleppo. Meantime, Syrian opposition forces backed by Turkish airstrikes launched an offensive in northern Syria to gain control of a key border town from the Islamic State. Suicide bomber in Baghdad killed more than 35 people, wounded 50 others in an attack on a Shiite Muslim religious observance. The Islamic State, most of whose members are Sunni Muslim extremists, consider Shiites to be heretics. Saturday's bombing was the deadliest attack in the Iraqi capital since early July, and it also came at a time when Iraqi government forces are trying to retake Mosul from the IS fighters. Once again, multiple missiles fired from Houthi-controlled Yemen have targeted U.S. warship in the Red Sea. It was the third time in the last week that U.S. ships were targeted off the coast of Yemen. U.S. military struck three radar sites in response. This is VOA News.